For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Knowing what Josh Allen can get any offense to do, knowing that if there's one quarterback outside of Joe Burrow that you love seeing Patrick Mahomes go up against because you know the brother gonna show up, it's Josh Allen. Right. And that is what I am seeing. You know, we're still seeing Houston, and even with their personnel, I'm looking at Houston, very, very talented, but I expected more from them offensively on Sunday night against Chicago than I actually saw. It's early in the season. It's early in the season, I get that. But I'm just saying, Buffalo, I can't sleep on them with what I'm seeing from Josh Allen.
Stephen A. Happy Friday. Football Friday. Jeremy and Joe, beautiful outside. It's always beautiful. You're playing golf again today?
What a week. I'm playing golf again today.
If you missed
going to the beach tomorrow.
Let me double check. I think, yeah, we've established that tomorrow you're going to the beach and I am going apple picking.
Yes. Yeah. Hot, fall, man.
Hot apples.
Hot
apple picking.
Yeah, usually apple picking, I feel like you want to be wearing like flannel and jeans. Is that the proper apple picking outfit? And I would not wear that tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's 64 to 78.
All right, that's not as... Today's in the 80s again, isn't 80, it?
81 again, yeah.
All right.
A lot of sun. A lot of heat. Hey, good news on Darlene, only a couple days, right? That's good. Nothing serious.
Yes.
Didn't want the season to end before it started.
I did have shades of... Although, did Eichel get hurt at the start of a camp, or was it right before a season
started? It was
like
the day before a game.
Day before the opener.
Day before the opener, I think, is when that happened.
Okay.
Cursed.
I remember where I was when I heard that he was hurt. That was year two for him? I think year two? So we were, like, pumped up, like, here we go, and then sucked all the life out of everything.
Yeah, it was tough. Hey, by the way, on the lookout for the dog of the day. We're getting back to hot dog season.
Will they have one tomorrow? Probably not for preseason.
I don't know. Columbus tomorrow. But hot dog of the day is back.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Columbus is soon?
Columbus is going to be the second one, Monday.
Gotcha. Okay.
Monday at 5.
In Columbus.
And then they'll play in Columbus Saturday the 28th. They have two preseason games at Columbus, two against Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
Columbus, by the way, announced they're going to be, I mean, as you'd expect, they're going to do a lot of memorial tributes to Johnny Gaudreau, one of which they announced they're going to keep his locker stall and they'll have his jersey in there every night.
For a year?
For the whole year. Every game night they'll have that. You know the first thought I had about that? I don't want to be insensitive, but... Everyone mourns in their own way, and I wonder how the players feel about that.
Right, would they have asked the players?
I would hope they would, right? Because
that's the kind of thing that...
Would there be a guy in that room that would think, man,
I don't want to see it every night.
Seeing it every night is going to make you emotional every night, maybe. I don't know. You know, everyone mourns in a different way, so having to be reminded of it every single day might be tough for different players.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's the kind of thing where... I almost might want to, if I'm a coach, say, I'm going to do this if it's unanimous that we want it.
Yeah, right.
Has to be unanimous. It won't. I'm not going to say it. And it's a tough spot, obviously. It's a really tough spot. All right. We're going to call in here before we remember some Jags. Let's go to Jay in Hamilton. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, guys? So, Jeremy, you know, so I know we've been talking about the wide receiver train, and this memory is what sparks me to...
Uh-oh.
We've been on the wide receiver train, and I've got two Hardy, and I can't remember, look it up. I just didn't have time, so forgive me. But I think it's on 2011. So even back then, we were looking at wide receivers and who, you know, we need them and blah, blah, blah. And we drafted James Hardy, so that tall, I think 6'3", 6'4", receiver we thought might be something.
Yep.
And it was that Jags game where it might have been Lossman or maybe it was Trent Edwards. I'm really getting my timeline mixed up.
I think it was Edwards that threw him the game-winning touchdown.
Yes, so that corner of the end zone where he like stretches up and makes this amazing catch.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it going, yes, we found our receiver. And then, boy, was I disappointed.
Yeah. Did he only have two career touchdowns with the Bills, maybe?
He only had two, and that was one in his second game. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just remember, and I didn't have DVR back then, so I couldn't rewind it, but I just remember jumping up and down in my bedroom watching this game when I was doing laundry, believe it or not. And I just so excited thinking, oh, my God, I saw a Buffalo Bill make an incredible play that I felt like I only saw other people make.
That was,
And there we go. And then I know he had his unfortunate history with his dad and all that kind of stuff, and it's terrible to see what happened to his career. But that game, I remember that game just thinking, oh, my God, we had maybe a receiver. And then, you know, and I feel like we're still kind of having that conversation all these years later.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks, boys. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Jay. So it's funny, like that game, that's not the one they win with Bledsoe in Jacksonville, which we went over earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it strikes me, so why did I remember that after going to 2-0 and beating the Patriots and then the Jaguars, and then they go to Miami and they lose on Sunday Night Football with Ricky Williams running the ball 42 times and Travis Henry throwing an interception? Why do I remember that so clearly?
Huh.
The answer is because throughout the drought, and you would remember some of these too, and a lot of Bills fans would.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It wasn't just endless drought. There were false starts or false alarms, right? Like, hey, I think they're coming out of it. No, they're not. Right? When they go 4-0 and their Trent gets knocked out in Arizona, they come back here, they beat the Chargers, and it's 5-1. I think they're going to do it. I think it's the false starts coming out of the drought, or the false alarms, I should say, coming out of the drought, were super memorable. 31-0 against the Patriots. That's long before the drought was even a thing. But 3-0 to beat the Patriots with Fitz when they kick it at the end. Like, are we out of it? Is this it? No. It's like spoiler alert. It's like the perfect storm when you see the sunlight and you think you're going to get out, and then the waves, you know, it goes a different direction.
Well, and you have enough of those, and like I remember how I was when McDermott first arrived. They were 5-2 in 2017. I didn't buy it.
And we thought, is this fake?
I thought it was fake. Because they'd done it. They'd done it 3-4 times during the drought. Like, I've seen this. I've seen this movie before, where they start hot and they will collapse at the end. And that team did not. It's actually kind of how I feel about the Sabres right now. They've had false starts. They've had a couple, haven't they? Hot starts to the year. I mean, they were first place in one of them that was dramatic with 10 games in a row. And I might be the same way with them right now that I was with the Bills 6 years ago, which was, if they start hot, a big part of me is going to go, yeah, I've seen this movie before. Yeah. You got to get all the way before I'm really ready to buy in that this is real.
Are you ready to evaluate? Oh, we still have to remember some Jaguars.
Yes.
Ernest
Wilford.
My waffle fry based source has given me the battle boat of the week.
Okay, for Jacksonville
battle boat of the week. That is the 2 feet 2-foot waffle fries.
Yeah. Well, it won't be themed for the team on the other side because they believe that's an endangered species.
Oh, you mean like we won't be eating jaguars?
I don't believe we'll be eating jaguars.
No.
Jacksonville.
Josh, do we have food music? We should get food music. You can use NFL music if you want.
Italian chef music comes to mind. I don't know what is that. You know what I mean though. Although we don't want. Do we want Italian food music? I don't know other food music. How about for Jacksonville something fish related? But do you want fish on waffle fries?
No.
Like fried fish?
I do feel confident you don't want fish.
You don't want fish on waffle fries.
All right. So the 2-foot waffle fry.
Okay.
In this corner for Jacksonville. Chorizo, paprika, garlic, manchego cheese.
Okay. We're going seasoning heavy here.
What's manchego cheese?
No idea.
A cheese made in the La Mancha region of Spain, obviously, from the milk of sheep of the manchega breed. All right.
Okay.
Is it manchego? Whatever. That's Jacksonville's side. So, chorizo, paprika, garlic, and manchego cheese. On the Buffalo side. These are at the stadium. Buffalo pulled chicken, blue cheese crema, celery, carrot slaw, and Frank's hot sauce powder.
Frank's hot sauce powder?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going with like kind of the wing themed here in week 2. After the Broadway Market theme in week 1?
Yeah.
Week 3.
It's our first delving into the... You know what this looks like? This looks like chicken wing dip. Pulled chicken, blue cheese, celery, carrot slaw, and hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's almost like chicken wing dip.
Chicken wing dip.
Chicken wing dip. We don't talk enough about chicken wing dip.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's the best.
Yeah. Also, like I looked up food that Jacksonville is made famous for or is famous for, and I'm looking at the list, and like you can't put any of this on waffle fries. Number 1, Mayport shrimp. Number 2, fried green tomatoes. Maybe you could have made something with that. 3, gator tail. Would you have been more likely to go in on that? Gator fries? I don't know.
Manchego cheese.
Manchego cheese. I mean, sounds good.
My wife texts me. It's manchego.
Manchego.
I'm not buying the gourmet cheese.
Didn't you go to Spain?
Yes, I've been to Spain.
You've been to Spain.
You
should know then.
I didn't get the milk from sheep and make it into a cheese.
Hey, that's a specific breed of sheep.
That's right. Everybody knows that.
Next time.
Everybody knows that.
There's always next time for that.
Yes.
Now you have a reason to go back.
Bucket list. I gotta meet this breed of sheep.
Yeah.
Or I could just go to the game and eat the cheese. And then
Yes.
I feel like I got to know them. Also, my cheese source, no, that's my wife, my waffle fry source, Joe, says that the Milano sandwich is now available in the Miller Lite Brew Pub as well as in general concessions and not just in club areas.
Beautiful.
The Milano chicken sandwich.
I did get questions about where it's been available.
You know, after giving the rave review of the Milano chicken sandwich, I didn't have anybody say to me, they must have forgotten because their minds were so blown by how good the sandwich was.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, good call. Get that sandwich. All right, Extendo Sports, next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Portrait pick number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.